So let's spend the rest of our time talking about ALL, and you have a couple cases here. One, this 28-year-old man. What happened there?
For years, we felt inferior to the pediatricians. They would always scold us and say, you don't know how to treat ALL. You know, we cure everybody, and you guys are curing nobody. And we're looking at our patients. By the time you're age 30 in this country, a lot of patients have developed a number of medical comorbidities. They've got hypertension. They've got obesity and so forth. This guy showed up, and yes, he was obese. And it turns out the best way to cure ALL with a pediatric regimen incorporates L-asparaginase. L-asparaginase is toxic as all get out to somebody like this. And sure enough, he turned yellow and swelled up and tried to die. Not to mention the fact that his leukemia, again, different from the pediatric world, was genetically worse. This guy had MLL rearranged acute leukemia.
Could I just clarify, though, you said he had problems with the asparaginase.
Yeah.
Was there any evidence of any kind of liver dysfunction before treatment?
No, but they have a fatty liver.
I mean, how obese was he?
Oh, he was pretty obese. He had a BMI of 35 or something ridiculous.
Really? Did you modify the dose of asparaginase?
We did. We modified some of his chemotherapy. This has been a controversy in the field is how you dose modify for the obese patient. We actually did not modify the L-asparaginase. We only slightly modified his vincristine. Again, what we have found from decades past is we probably have been undertreating these patients by dose reducing them or using some sort of ideal body weight. We were wildly underdosing. All we did with this guy was make him so sick. His bilirubin was 17. He was bedbound.
Wow.
And by the way, his leukemia was waving merrily at us from his blood. I mean, we hadn't touched it.
Wow.
So we thought things were bleak. Now, he has a bad leukemia. He's got its MLL rearranged. Again, this is worse risk, not so uncommon in the grownups, and bad protoplasm. So there we're left with this poor guy, you know, about 6 or 8 weeks into his therapy. We've tried to hit him with a pediatric-inspired regimen, and he's now bedbound, jaundiced, with refractory leukemia.
So just to clarify, they say age is just a number, and usually you're talking about, you know, 70s and 80s, but here age is another interesting number because I hear like up to 40. This patient was 28. I know there are other issues. This man was obese, but how do you look at age and try to decide what to do?
So the up to age 40 thing, oh yes, we all want to try and use a pediatric regimen in the patients up to age 40. As somebody who's been doing this for years, that really is very hard to do. Every now and then I pull it off, but it is just extraordinarily difficult to get these patients through. And if they have any comorbidities, you can kind of forget it. So we always tend to scale down. Nonetheless, my preference is to use what I call a BFM. That's the Berlin-Frankfurt-Munster regimen. It's a pediatric inspired. It's got L-asparaginase. It's got the usual drugs. I try to use that always.
So I imagine it must have been a terrible feeling to see him so sick with the bilirubin of 17, his leukemia.
Yeah, we had not helped him with our treatment. We made him worse off.